1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted that you've joined us on Let's Face the Issues today. We're talking about what I believe to be a very, very vital subject. Will Iran attack Israel? Most of you have read the news, heard the news, been a small amount on some of the news media in relationship to Iran's threat to attack Israel. Some are saying it's just a threat, it will not be carried out. Some are saying that it is a real threat and it will be carried out. Some are saying that, in fact, some of the talking heads now for the Biden administration say that diplomacy is working, that behind the scenes they believe that Iran is now thinking about a way to get out of its threat, a way to walk away from it peacefully without joining into it. I'm looking at a headline: if Turkey invades Israel, it will be with American weapons. Erdogan's today said that he's not it's not a sudden creation, but the result of long evolution coupled with the arrogance that comes from believing the West is weak. Speaking to his ruling party in the hometown of Rize, Ritz, July the 28th, 2024, Turkey's president threatened to intervene militarily in Israel. Quote, "We should be very strong so that Israel cannot do this stuff to Palestine," the head of Turkey said. "Just like we entered before, just like we entered into Libya, we can do a similar thing as we did then, we can do now." He goes on to talk about his approach and what he plans on doing. Listen, the point that I'm wanting to make and for us to understand is that we have Turkey, Israel, Iran that said they're going to jump in and come against Israel. Now, Turkey is saying that they will join in the fray. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. Who are those that will carry out the battle against Israel? Russia will lead a 5-nation coalition. Iran, Turkey, Germany, Libya, and Syria. All of those nations today are beholden to Russia. All of those nations today are in the pocket of Russia, if you please. And Russia, according to my Bible, will lead the coalition of 5 nations, and each of those nations being heavily involved and controlled by the Islamic jihadists. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over to question or comment, please.
Yes, I've been listening to the news, and I hear that some Republican politicians, elected officials, and news reporters, they are calling the Biden administration communist. Like that Kamala is a communist, so is Biden. Well, that is well and good, but how come they didn't notice that Obama was a communist 10, 12 years ago? So they can say this about Biden today, but they are way behind the ball when it takes them so long to say, yes, the Democrats are communists.
Well, Derby, one of the things that you're saying is that we have a woke news media. We have a news media that today they are for Biden. Yesterday they were against Biden. 2 weeks ago, a month ago, they said that Kamala Harris was a joke, that Kamala Harris was dangerous, and now Kamala Harris is the savior of the nation as they see it. Why didn't we have, as you said, in the Obama administration, the truth coming out of the media, the Nazi-style media? It was covered. And I believe the same thing is taking place today. We had those that said that Joe Biden was really apt at thinking and good on his feet, sharp as a tack, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then all of a sudden, the Communist Network News, the Marxist Network News, started reporting that Biden was weak, Biden could not put a sentence together, et cetera, until they forced him out. And now Kamala Harris is the anointed one, as we see it, that she's supposed to be the savior of our nation. We're being lied to. It is a Marxist media. It is no different than the media in Russia, where the media is controlled by the Russian leadership, and we're witnessing that very same thing taking place in America. So, Debbie, it is very, very, we're living in a very precarious, dangerous society in America today. It deserves our every prayer. It deserves, especially on election day like today for the local elections, it deserves every Christian, conservative, and patriot going out and voting and realizing that every vote counts. And how we vote today and how we vote on November the 5th will determine the destiny of America. But I'll have a little footnote on that. God is still on the throne. God is still in control. God is not asleep. He's not on vacation. He's not been sick. And so God is still in control. We need to recognize that we go back to the source book of truth, and that's the Word of God, and the Word of God tells us precisely, exactly, definitively what God is doing and where we're going in this whole world. So it deserves our prayer, it deserves our planning, deserves our participation, and our being involved in the system that we're in today. And Debbie, you're exactly right. We need to find those that are politicians. We need to vet them. Elect them, put them in office that's going to carry out the will of the people based on the authority of our Constitution and not to further denigrate and destroy our constitutional republic. Debbie, thank but you my, so much main, for your call.
Wait,
go ahead.
One more point. My main point is that Republicans are now saying that the Democrats are communists. What took them so long? Why were not the Republicans saying that 12 years ago when Obama was running? Also, they could have said Obama was a Muslim. And McCain said, no, you cannot use the word Muslim. You know, Obama is a nice Christian. Give me a break.
Well, let's look at it this way, Derby. We have been witnessing and watching and hearing the conversation coming out of the House and some of the investigatory committees. Investigating Biden and his treasonous acts of theft from other nations. They've summarized now in their report that we know that he had taken some $27 million. But they had started the, quote, investigation for impeachment of Joe Biden because of his treason and his treasonous acts. You know what happened yesterday? The Republicans tossed in the towel. We're not going to prosecute him. We're not going to push him. We're not going to carry out our plans for, quote, impeachment that they had talked about for a year and a half now. Why? Where is the spine? Where's the backbone? Where do you find anything of that nature taking place against Trump? And then all of a sudden they decide, we're going to toss in the towel. We're not going to try to prosecute him, persecute him, punish him anymore. We're just going to toss in the towel. I'm amazed at it. I'm saddened by it. But yet that's the era in which we're living, where we seem to have no spine for truth. That's the reason so many of even the rhino Republicans despise Trump. It's because when he makes a stand, when he takes a position that is good for America, he will not relent, will not back up, will not simply fall to the side, as so many of our Republican leaders are doing. We need to pray that God will give us more leaders that have a spine to take a stand and stand for America, standing for truth, standing for morals, ethics, and values. Debbie, you're exactly right. Keep praying, keep looking up, and go vote if you haven't already done it. Debbie, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the question, will Iran attack Israel? I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. Thank you for asking. I don't believe that Iran, well, let's start with this. I believe that Iran very much wants to respond to the killing of the Hamas leader. I think that we're having, for lack of better terms, we're having a hot mic moment that we don't care. I believe that behind the scenes, the Biden administration is influencing the Iranians not to attack at this point. If you look at Iran's central interest there, we're the great Satan. Let me propose to you that they're creating enough trouble here through their organizations that are on American campuses, like CARE, the Council for American Islamic Relations there, to create this protesting, these events. They also know that they're infiltrating our southern border with probably sleeper cells. Why stir up everything prior to an election if you think that you can get an administration in office that is going to continue to be weak? The last thing that Erdogan or Iran or Russia wants right now at this point, including North Korea and China, the last thing they want in office is another Trump administration.
You got it. Absolutely.
I do believe that they're going to keep things calm and hope that this liar becomes president. Another thing I'd like to say about Kamala there, if you're a Christian, you should know and remember the story of Veritas, where James O'Keefe exposed Planned Parenthood for selling body parts out of an abortion clinic. It was Kamala Harris's San Francisco prosecuting attorneys or district attorneys there that brought charges against James O'Keefe and Veritas for exposing that story. A simple investigative journalism there. Also, Kamala Harris is the first vice president to publicly visit a Planned Parenthood building or institution or whatever you want to call it there. This woman will lie to get what she wants. And all she wants is power, and the people that are behind her are willing to propagandize her and get her in office, just like they did with Biden. They have no interest in the American public. Everything that they say they want to do right now, they could have already done. But now they're lying and saying that they'll do it on day one. It's an outright lie. Do not fall for it.
Jim, you're exactly right. Let me just pose a question and thought to bounce off you. I've pondered this, and I've talked with others in relationship to it. You've just articulated in a synoptic fashion. They've had now over 1,000 days in office, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. All that we see, the condition of America today, with the extreme inflation, with the high interest rates, with the destruction of our economic system, with the destruction of the southern border, with the open border with the Islamic jihadists coming in to destroy our nation, with the hundreds of thousands, they say, in fact, at the DNC during the course of this week, there'd be approximately 100,000 that would be there demonstrating and rioting on behalf of the Palestinians, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, with all of that said, why is it that we have those that are out in the, how would you say, the voting world that will vote for Kamala Harris? How is that possible when any sane human being can look out and see what the world is like, see what America is like, what it was under the Biden, out of the Trump administration, and what it's like today? What am I missing? How can a person vote, if they say they're Christian or conservative, how can they vote for Kamala Harris that believes in murder? How can they vote for Kamala Harris and the Biden administration entourage that will still be with Kamala that believes in butchering healthy body parts under the guise of multiple genders rather than two genders? How can a human being with any mind at all applaud over and over and over some of the speeches from last evening and want to embrace that for the future of America? How is that possible? What is the psychology behind that, in your opinion?
Two things. One, there's paid agitators out here that are willing to do the bidding of people that do not believe in the American system and will do anything to turn it over. The second one, two scriptures come to mind. One is I will turn them over to a reprobate mind, and the other one, it comes from our Lord Jesus Christ himself, that says, in that day they will say, Lord, Lord, did I not? And he will say, get thee away from me. I knew you not. Mm-hmm. Those two things right there explain more to me. And people that are malcontents that have nothing better in their minds, and I'll give you an example of one, George Soros there. A lot of people don't know the history of this man, but he is a corrupt individual. His whole life is a tragedy of corruption there. He bankrupted Britain. He's wanting to do the same thing. He said in public that he would love nothing more than the feather of his cap would be to bring down the United States. In other words, short us, like he did Britain. He's an evil individual, in my opinion, who has no good. Then you've got other individuals like Iran, and they're pumping their oil money into the United States to support subversive groups that have nothing better to do than sow hate. All these people you're seeing there that are pro-Hamas, I believe that, I can't remember who said it there, but he said flat out, it's like chickens saying they're for KFC. They don't understand what they're doing. They're shooting themselves in the foot in regards to their own future and don't realize it yet.
Yes, yes, absolutely. In fact, it goes back to, I remember many times Rush Limbaugh would always say they were low-information voters, and I believe that's what we're witnessing today. And the sad, sad, sad truth is that we're on the very threshold of the potential of a Kamala Harris, Tim Walz leadership in America.
Lord,
and all I can say, Jim, yes, all I can say, Jim, if that happens, God help us. We can kiss it goodbye as a constitutional republic, and we need to recognize the danger that is before us and pray and seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our lands. That's a paraphrase of 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. Jim, thank you so much for your call.
Thank
Keep
you,
looking up, and if you have not voted, go out and vote today. Thank you,
yes,
so
sir.
Much, and God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a serious subject today. Will Iran attack Israel? My answer is yes. We can't set a date and time. They've said they would. And based on the authority of God's word, the scripture, in Ezekiel 38 and 39, Iran will be one of the key nations that lock arms with Russia and will come against the nation of Israel to try to obliterate, try to annihilate, try to totally destroy the apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel. I'm looking at a headline. The head of Iran says they will punish the Zionist regime to avenge the head of Hamas's death. Israel braces for a major attack. Iran's supreme leader said on Wednesday that Tehran views it as a duty to avenge the killing of Hamas leader in the capital hours earlier. It goes on to talk about the foreign ministry and who's in leadership there, and says that the blood of the leader that was killed will never be wasted. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that God is in control. God's on the throne, and we're witnessing, as I call it, let me just put it in a little narrative that perhaps helps you better understand it. We're watching the stage being set. You know, some of you are not as young as I am. I'm still less than 100. But I can recall the days when there'd be the old downtown theaters where there would be the sloped floors with all of the theater chairs, and then the high stage, the high platform, and the giant velvet blue or velvet red drapes. And 15 minutes before showtime, the velvet drapes would come back. The sheer drapes, the see-through drapes will still be there. And you could see in the last seconds before showtime where the stage is finishing being set, where the chairs are being put in place, the props are being put in place, just before the sheer curtains open and the play begins. We're watching through the sheer curtains. The major curtains have already been opened. We're looking at the scripture. We see what is taking place on a global, national, international level. And the shears are still in place. We're watching the place, the stage being set. Or if you want to put it in a little better sense, we're watching the chessboard being set up. We're watching the chessmen being put in place. It's time for chess, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the opening of the sheer curtains and for God to reveal himself in the final days of this old world as is found in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read a couple of verses and then we will go to our next caller. I'm looking at Zechariah chapter 12, verse 8 and 9. God's word says, in that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. Verse 9 says, and it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. Now, ladies and gentlemen, either God's going to have to go back and rewrite the Bible, and he's not, or God's word is true just as he said. And if God's word is true just as he said, we're witnessing the hand of God in the opening of the curtain in the last of the last days, in these days when nation will be against nation. But primarily speaking, looking at Ezekiel 38 and 39, where Russia will lead a five-nation coalition to come against the nation of Israel to try to wipe it out. Those nations, Iran, Turkey, Germany, Libya, and Syria. And right now we're witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, Iran and their strategic waiting time, waiting to strategically try to wipe out the apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel. We have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go ahead with your question, please.
Yes. Good morning, young blood.
Good morning, good morning.
Yes. And I don't understand, but I know Iran is going to try to do something, but they just don't know Israel is going to knock their socks off.
Israel is a mean fighting machine. Somebody recently, yeah. I was having a conversation with one of my physicians recently, and he's been in America 24 years and from another nation, and we were talking about what's happening in Israel, and he said, I believe that any nation that comes against them, they can win. I said, Doc, you know why? And he said, why? I said, because God is watching over Israel. It's the apple of God's eye. Yeah. And God's going to beat the socks off any nation that comes against the nation of Israel. How do I know that? Because God's word says so. And I simply believe God's word. Go ahead, Kenneth.
Okay. And I know you say you didn't look at I call them communists. News network, but it is ridiculous what they are trying to do. They're trying to turn us into a socialist society.
Yes.
And when Biden said that was a peaceful demonstration outside, and they broke down the barriers that the police put up. Yep, still on the other side. But they didn't. They broke it down. And I'm like, okay, this is a peaceful demonstration, and you are...
Kenneth, you recall, if I could cut in for just a moment, you can recall when the Republicans have a meeting, it's a national convention, or when it was a Trump rally, they would always, the socialist Marxist media, would always show the riots and the demonstrators and those aggressively coming against anything Trump... Listen, with all of the demonstrations and the thousands and thousands and thousands outside the convention for the Democratic National Committee convention this week, the socialist Marxist media is showing very, very little of the organized riots and the organized insurrection that's being carried out by the socialist Marxists that are in charge, being carried out by those that are the Hamas paid rioters, those that are part of the attempt to undermine the United States of America. Socialist Marxist media is showing very, very little of what's taking place outside the convention.
Can I ask you one more question, Dr. Youngblood?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now they have the information on Joe Biden when he was vice president and president, but they don't want to go after him. It's like, I don't know, a Spengali thing. Oh, no, we can't do that to him.
Kenneth, does that make sense to you?
No.
Does that make sense to you for them to say that we'd gathered the information? We know that he stole, sold America for $27 million at least, and but we're not going to further prosecute him? I don't understand it. I can't fathom it. And yet that's what we see from the so-called conservative Republican vantage point and what's happening. Does it sound like I'm against it? Absolutely. Does it sound like I'm willing to continue to state the truth, whether it steps on the toes of the Democrats or the Republicans? Absolutely. Kenneth, we need to recognize. Let me point out one thing and then get your take on it before I let you go. One of the major things that Iran has said, and I don't have the article right before me, I've got it in my stacks, but Iran has said that they're going to attack the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Well, the Temple Mount houses the Al-Aqsa Mosque, called the Dome of the Rock. Been there since about the 8th century. It is the war room. It's the prayer room of the Islamics. But because Iran and Israel have two different sects, S-E-C-T-S, of Islam, one is against the other. One of the things, Kenneth, and I'll make this as a statement, and our time is about gone, but one of the things that I look forward to with grand, great anticipation is one of the Scud missiles from Iran getting off course or being on target with what they want to do and clean the clock of the Temple Mount. When that happens, we can look up, lift up our head, and realize our redemption draweth nigh.
Yes, sir. That's going to be the third temple because it's going to happen.
Yes, absolutely. I get excited about it. Yes, yeah. And when Iran says that they're going to wipe the Temple Mount off, I believe it, and I believe that's where they're headed. They're doing that, trying to get back at Israel, of course, but it's going to trigger the onset because, you know, Kenneth, the Temple Mount movement, it is called, that's been in existence for many, many, many years. They already have the cornerstone already carved out, ready to put in place. They already have the temple garments made. They have the temple utensils made. They're training temple priests to be in charge of the new temple. And according to Ezekiel chapter 40 through 44, the third temple shall be built, and it'll be in operation during the days of the tribulation. And they say that they've got the temple, new temple blueprints ready, and that they can build the temple from start to finish in less than 24 months. And so, Kenneth, I get excited about it.
If God said it,
that settles
it's
it.
It's going to happen.
Absolutely, brother. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. Listen, one of the things that we're looking forward to is that we see the hand of God at work in what is taking place today in the nation of Israel and what God is going to do in protecting the apple of God's eye, the nation of Israel. I get excited when I understand, ladies and gentlemen, what the Word of God says. I challenge you, study the Word, look at the Word, understand what is happening in these last days. Look at all that we see happening through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
In the pagan city of Corinth, new Christians struggled to learn how to follow Christ. For example, was it acceptable to buy meat in the marketplace that had been offered as a sacrifice to